As passengers arrive via ferry into Hobsonville Point, they are greeted by Hinaki, by artist Virginia King, standing resolutely at the end of the wharf. Having spent time around the Hobsonville area in her younger years, Virginia was able to draw from her own knowledge and experiences of the area for inspiration when planning her work.
I was very fond of this area as a student. Like, we used to fish just along here, and the Sunderland flying boats would land and take off. This is the breeding ground of a lot of marine species.
The work was conceived as a symbolic eel trap, but it also suggests the form of a female figure or a classical vessel.
I've called this piece Hinaki because it's the anthropomorphic female form I thought was really special in terms of a figure, a mothering figure of protection. And although it will never catch food, it's never intended to catch food, it's a symbol of what has been and what can be.
Circling around the base of Hinaki is a poem called Eel by New Zealand poet and writer Fiona Farrell. And as Virginia explains, eel echoes the sentiment behind the sculpture.
Fiona's poem is a narrative about the long-finned eel leaving New Zealand and going to the Pacific and then spawning and then the young coming back. And it's a beautiful poem, and in a way, it summed up this work in this area. Yeah, I think it was just another way I could draw attention to the environment, which is what my works are all about. I don't like making work for work's sake. In 1988, I heard about global warming, and ever since then, I've been making work about the environment and life and survival.
Another way in which Hinaki draws attention to nature and the environment is by using the placement of the piece on Hobsonville Wharf and the surrounding habitat to its advantage.
I wanted to actually get closer to the water with a work, and decided that I would orchestrate the drawings that the architects were working on with their help, so that I had a hole in the wharf that this work would pass through. And it needed to, obviously, had to protrude quite a bit, but it also had to go down so that when the tide was out, the work reveals the seabed at the bottom. And when the tide's in, and especially at night, when there's blue lights around the work, fish are attracted to it.